Welcome to Singer Liwek's podcast series, brought to you by the professionals of Singer Liwek from various areas of expertise. Our podcast series touch upon different subjects related to growth, strategy, tax advisory services, and technical and regulatory matters. Good morning, Lior. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to Singer Liwek's not-for-profit podcast. Happy to have you back.
Glad to be back.
So today we're going to be talking about donor advice fund versus public charity versus private foundation. Typically, this is a situation where a client or a prospect or anyone really would have a life-changing event and they'd come to you to set one of these up. So when do you usually get involved with helping clients or helping prospects or really anybody that's looking to set up a fund or a charity or private foundation? When do you get involved in helping clients decide what type of entity?
Well, typically, like you said, it's a life-changing event, whether they sold a business or they received a large inheritance, and they want to set up some sort of a legacy for the family or just for them. And typically, I walk them through the process of either setting up a DAF or a donor advised fund, private foundation, or public charity. I give them the pros and cons, and then they decide whether to go in one of those three different directions.
It actually sounds pretty high level, very out there when somebody says, I want to set up a foundation or a charity or a fund. Is that really the case? Or is there, I know that this is what you do on a professional basis. Is it something that is really attainable and someone can actually do this easily?
Yes, but it really depends on what they're trying to accomplish. You can accomplish pretty much everything that you want to with either a private foundation or a donor advice fund. But there are certain additional processes that you have to go through, whether it's at the beginning, setting it up, or later on while you're running the foundation.
Are you able to help clients decide which is the best decision for them based on their situation?
Well, I give them different decisions or different options that they could go. I don't tell them you should do it this way or that way. I give them the different options and whatever is best for them. It's never the same for three different clients that we have. It really depends on what they're really trying to accomplish.
So for some of us, a public charity versus a foundation is typically pretty straightforward, right? But what's the difference between all of these, Lior, if you can just explain to us?
Sure.
So that we understand the differences between all of these.
So a donor advice fund is a public charity that already exists. A couple of different options that we have around here are Fidelity, there's the Jewish Federation, the California Community Foundation, or TIAA. They already have it set up that even if the client comes in on the last day of the year and says, I want to create a fund and donate a lot of money and get the tax deduction right away, that they'll be able to set it up pretty quickly.
So just to back up a little bit here, a fund is already an existing charity.
Right. So it's already a charity that has these funds that could be set up right away, a donor advice fund that could be set up right away. And the good thing about this is that you could get a 50% limitation on your AGI with a donor advice fund versus with a private foundation that you have some limitation as to the deductibility, lower deductions.
Oh, got it.
Whether it's if you contribute cash to a donor advice fund or stocks of a publicly traded company, you'll be able to get 50% deduction based on your AGI, or with a private foundation, which you would have limitation of 30% for cash and actually 20% for publicly traded stock.
Got it. Okay. All right. Perfect. So I didn't know that on a fund. I didn't realize it was existing charities.
Right.
So how about a public charity? What's the difference then between that and a public charity?
So the difference between a donor advice fund and a public charity is that the donor advice fund, you advise, and I'm putting it in quotation marks, advise the already existing public charity where to give the money to other charities. Whereas if you set up a brand new public charity, then you're actually running the activity within that charity instead of giving it to other public charities. So that's why usually we don't see clients ask whether to have a donor advice fund or a public charity. It really is between donor advice funds and private foundations, because the private foundation is really set up to one-time contribution by the family or a group of individuals. And then throughout the years, they distribute out at least 5% of their assets. That's what you're required to do under the tax law. Whereas with donor advice funds, there are no minimum required distributions every year. So you don't have to make distributions every year out of a donor advice fund. Whereas with a private foundation, there are certain requirements that you have to maintain.
Excellent. So great tax advice there, Lior. Usually private foundations are set up when the public support test is not met, correct?
Right. So the public support test deals with who is contributing to this charity, to this 501c3. So if they don't meet the public support test, which is 33 1/3% of the overall contributions or revenue from the organization needs to come from the general public, if they don't meet that, then they are classified as a private foundation. Now, like I said before, when you are setting up a private foundation, there are minimum required distributions every year that you need to meet. Plus, you have the hassle of every year dealing with tax returns and other requirements from either the state or just making sure that your articles of incorporation are up to date, board meetings. Whereas with donor advice funds, you don't have to deal with any of that stuff.
So the organization that you're donating the money to deals with all that.
Absolutely.
So yes. You only have one thing to track is where your money's going.
Exactly. And again, it's you advise this organization, whether it's, you know, Fidelity or the California Community Foundation, or even one of our clients does this. It's the Music Center Foundation. They get the advice as to where to contribute the money to. Now, they have to do a little bit more research on the other side and make sure that they meet all the requirements of the 501c3s and that there's no related party transactions between you and this other 501c3 that you're asking this donor advised fund to contribute to. But other than that, it's very, very simple. There's no administrative issues that you need to deal with. They have it all done on their end.
Mm-hmm, sure. So then what are some of the reasons to create a donor advised fund versus the other ones that we've discussed, the public charity and the private foundation?
Well, the number one thing is that it's really easy to create. I have clients that call me on the December 30th and say, I need to put money somewhere to get this charitable contribution deduction. Where should I put this? Well, if we try to create a private foundation, you first need to incorporate. And then the second thing is we need to send in an application to the IRS. Well, with a donor advice fund, it's really simple. You go online to one of these charities and you could set that up within an hour.
So, kind of a silly question here, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What if your charity is not operating in the U.S.? Are you able to make a donation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As long as they meet the requirements of the donor advice fund itself, and you let them know that these are the places where you want to contribute to, and those are also similar to a 501c3 in the U.S., it shouldn't be a problem.
So they would just have to give you proof that they are a valid organization.
Exactly.
And that they're real.
Exactly. And you can also ask the donor advice fund themselves to give you advice as to these are the types of organizations that I want to contribute money to. And they could do the research for you and give you the different options.
Oh, even better.
Yep.
Yep. Excellent.
And one other item that I did mention before that is very important. With a donor advice fund, again, the limitation on the deductibility of the contribution is much better than putting money into a private foundation. Like I said before, it's the 50% for cash and also publicly traded stock contributions. Whereas with private foundations, we have different limitations. And one last item that I do want to mention is that there are no additional filings that the individual needs to do. No application for exemption, no annual filings with the IRS and the Franchise Tax Board and other states that you might be involved with. Those are huge benefits. Now, I give this advice to all my clients, and sometimes clients still decide to go with a private foundation. But with, I would say, 7 out of 10 clients that we talk to about whether a DAF or a private foundation, they would go with the DAF because they don't want the hassle of the annual filing requirements and all the other information that needs to be done on an annual basis.
And the DAF is the Donor Advice Fund.
Yes.
Yes. And so is there a time limit? Do you have to do this in one fell swoop, or can you do this over time? Or how do you support your charities? Are there any implications with timing or anything like that?
No, it's completely up to you as to when you put the money in, if that's what you're asking. So it could be done on the last day of the year and you want to start it with $10,000, or you want to put in $1 million right away. But you can also add more money throughout the years. The different charities, the donor advice funds that I mentioned prior, have different requirements, whether it's a $10,000 requirement or $5,000 requirement to start the DAF. But really, there are no limitations. With private foundations, we tell our clients, unless you're putting in $1 million, it's really not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do it just because of, like I said, legacy reasons, and they want to say that they have a private foundation. But you can accomplish almost everything that you want to accomplish with a private foundation. You could do the same thing with a donor advice fund.
Mm-hmm. And so I know, Lior, you mentioned some of the DAF funds earlier, Fidelity, Jewish Federation, California Community Foundation, TIAA. Is there any other area where you can direct some of our listeners to look up some of these DAFs?
Sure. I mean, you can either go on Google and just type in DAFs, or you can give me a call. You can call me at my direct line, 424-322-3079. I will answer the phone every single time.
Well, Lior, thank you so much. This was actually very helpful to understand the differences between donor advice funds versus public charity versus private foundation. Thank you for your time. If any of our listeners have questions or would like to reach you, can you just please repeat your number one more time and give us your email address?
424-322-3079. And my email is ltemkin@singerlewak.com.
Thank you, Lior. Have a great day.
Thank you.